Secret Stash Records is an independent record label in Minneapolis. Its name refers to the assembly of artists featured in the catalog, many lost, forgotten, or simply unavailable to the general public. Owner Eric Foss started the company in 2009.
I think I decided to do it just because it's all I've really ever known. I pretty much only had jobs in the music business. Went to school for music, taught music, worked at other labels, consulted at labels, and kind of just got sick of making money for other people, so thought I'd give it a go myself, and so far it seems to be working out all right.
Indeed it is. In just 3 years, the label has created quite a buzz for its impressive and diverse collection. And though the music business has certainly changed over the last few decades, it's not really changed for Eric Foss.
I think that the modern state of the music industry is all we know. I'm 26, and I started the label when I was 23, 24. You know, people would say, oh, 5 years ago, the industry took a tank. Well, at that point, 5 years ago, I was riding my bike to the record shop to pick up CDs. I have a lot of friends who've been in the industry since before I was born. I know guys that have been selling records 40 years, and I can listen to them sing the blues, but it doesn't mean anything to me. I wasn't there for the glory days. This is all I know. I know that I sold more records this year than I did last year, so I'm happy about it.
Foss has countless hours go into researching which artist to pursue, and for every Secret Stash project that comes to fruition, dozens, if not hundreds of others, don't make it.
I think the important thing in the process is just the amount of time that we dedicate to research. We could easily spend 30 man hours a week researching, easily. Yeah, and when you're doing that much research, eventually you're gonna find something that works. The license can be done legitimately, the music is good, the masters are clean, you know, that type of thing. When you ask us about like the process or how do you pick these records, you're only seeing the ones that we put out, and you're not seeing the dozens or hundreds of projects that we want to put out or came close to putting out.
Will Gilbert has been with Secret Stash since 2010. He stresses the importance of building relationships with the artists and the industry people.
First of all, we try to build relationships with people who own recordings. For the U.S., we try to have relationships with a few labels that we can go to, and that they can trust you and that you're doing good work and that you're paying them. Then you can go back to them.
Trust is key. Many of the artists on Secret Stash got raw deals from their original record companies.
My name is Mickey Murray, and I'm from Augusta, Georgia.
Soul singer Mickey Murray signed with King Records in 1969. He sold a million copies of his hit single, People Are Together, but didn't receive any royalties. He'd retired from work in the music business and was living a modest life in Georgia when Secret Stash called.
I don't know what to think. At my age, I've been out here on this road a long time, and it'd been 41 years since I recorded this particular song, People Are Together. It'd been sitting on the shelf that long, and we got to talking about it, and while we talked, Eric Foss was continually calling me once a week sometime, and he changed my mind. And by calling me, he seemed like a real nice person. And I thought, well, I'll go up and check him out.
Secret Stash released a reissue of Mickey Murray's People Are Together in January. The slick package included a gatefold jacket, special liner notes, new photos, and a bonus 45. Murray himself flew up from Georgia and performed live for the first time in years.
Now people, let's get together and stop this prejudice thing and hate it.
Secret Stash Records features artists from around the globe. Will Gilbert explains where it started.
Eric's attachment to Peruvian music led to a trip to Peru, and then that created 4 or 5 projects out of being in Lima.
Today the catalog includes about 24 artists from Africa, Asia, Europe, Latin America, and the United States, and many of the relationships have developed organically.
Internationally, it's kind of been a little bit luck, really, as far as like how we've made these connections. One of them was through our graphic designer, Brad Rolstead, had a connection in Ghana, and he was able to set us up with someone who could license material for us. And then for Tabu Combo, which is a Haitian record, the owner of the labels live in Miami and was able to reach out to them. So
that one was cool because very rarely do like the label and the band see eye to eye and connect and agree on who owns stuff. And that was a really, really cool case of just like there was no mire to wade through. So working with them both simultaneously was kind of cool.
The latest Secret Stash project has garnered a lot of attention locally. Twin Cities Funk and Soul highlights Minneapolis and St. Paul artists from the 1960s and 70s. For this undertaking, Secret Stash had a little help from their friends.
When we put together the Twin Cities Funk and Soul compilation, the real catalyst for it was the Hip Shaker and Hot Pants DJs, and they deserve a lot of credit for their role in this, being the guys that, you know, for the better part of a decade have been the purveyors of this music.
Hot Pants and Hip Shaker are DJ collectives that spin 60s funk and soul across the Twin Cities. Avid music lovers, these guys are the purveyors of deep soul cuts who build their often rare and expensive collections, one 45 single at a time.
I'm Dale Burback, and I'm 1/4 of Hot Pants.
My name is Brian Engel. I am a part of Hip Shaker and Hot Pants.
Ben Mena, also a part of Hot Pants.
Me and Brian have been collecting and trying to track down all the Minnesota soul for I don't know how many years.
At least 10.
Yeah, about 10 years, you know, and basically, you know, just tracking down all the records. Not only tracking down records, but we tracked down a lot of the artists and stuff too and got in touch with these guys. And I guess that everything kind of spawned from there.
And spawn it has. At the recent assembly party for Twin Cities Funk and Soul, nearly 30 volunteers worked enthusiastically to package the product, which along with the double vinyl LP includes a free download card and a special newsprint insert about the artists. Secret Stash pressed about 2,000 copies of the record, including a limited run of purple vinyl. The music industry may be undergoing change, with an increase in digital downloads and a decrease in CD sales, but Eric Foss isn't worried.
Newsflash, the record business will never die. It's impossible.
If you want to succeed, you better hear what we got to say. Yeah, yeah.
I'm Liberty Finch for KFAI.